Pear Press presents On Becoming Baby Wise, Giving Your Infant the Gift of Nighttime Sleep by Robert Bucknum, M.D. and Gary Ezzo, M.A. Narrated by Exy Sands. Dedicated to Ashley Nicole, the first to call us Grammy and Grandpa. Foreword, written by Robert Bucknum, M.D., Louisville, Colorado. After completing medical school and serving my residency in obstetrics and gynecology, I felt knowledgeable enough to be a parent. Between my wife's degree in child development and my medical training, how hard could this parenting thing be? We would just do what comes naturally and follow our instincts, right? Wrong. Soon after the birth of our first son, we quickly found our enthusiasm and confidence turned into exhaustion and frustration. My wife was up 4 times at night, and my son was excessively fussy during the day. The unsolicited advice typically offered by colleagues was to feed more often, since it was assumed my son cried because he was hungry. We did feed him, around the clock, every 2 hours. As we found out later, that was the cause of the problem, not the cure. Scientists can put a man on the moon, but they cannot answer the most basic problems of early parenting. How to have a happy and contented baby who sleeps continually through the night like the rest of the family, and a mother who is not in a perpetual state of exhaustion. Through our common interest in children and parenting, my wife and I became acquainted with the work and accomplishments of Gary and Anne-Marie Ezzo. The Ezzo's basic and loving concepts for nurturing newborns virtually eliminated the problems listed above, and many more. I have personally observed infants who were guided by the Ezzo's principles and those who were not. It became obvious that parents equipped with the right information do make a difference. That was one reason why, over 20 years ago, I made the transition from obstetrics to pediatrics. And with the switch came the medically sound principles of BabyWise. They work consistently, not only for millions of children already touched by the work of Gary and Anne-Marie, but also for my 4 children, my colleagues' children, my friends' children, and all my patients. To say the least, BabyWise has brought a needed reformation to pediatric counsel given to new parents. When parents come in looking exhausted and discouraged and tell me their woeful stories of sleepless nights and fussy babies, I can give them a positive prescription that cures the problem. I hand them On Becoming BabyWise. Introduction. The principles of BabyWise were first shared in 1984. Sarah was the first baby girl raised with the principles. Kenny was the first boy. Both thrived on mother's milk and a basic routine, and both slept through the night by 7 weeks. It was that easy. From friend to friend, city to city, state to state, and country to country, the positive message continues to spread. Today, we no longer count the success stories in thousands or even in tens of thousands, but in millions of happy, healthy babies who were given the gift of nighttime sleep. As with previous editions, this update does not provide parents with a list of do's and don'ts. We wish parenting were that easy. Rather, our larger objective is to help prepare minds for the incredible task of raising a child. We believe the preparation of the mind is far more important than the preparation of the nursery. Your baby will not care if his head rests on designer sheets or beside Disney characters, nor is your success tied to his wardrobe or bedroom accessories, but rather to the beliefs and convictions that will eventually shape your parenting experience. It is our opinion that the achievements of healthy growth, contented babies, good naps, and playful wake times, as well as the gift of nighttime sleep, are too valuable to be left to chance. They need to be parent-directed and parent-managed. These are attainable conclusions because infants are born with the capacity to achieve these outcomes and, equally important, the need to achieve them. Our goal is to demonstrate how this is done, but only after we explain why it should be done. We realize there are a number of parenting theories being marketed today, most of which come gift-wrapped with unrealistic promises and unnecessary burdens. In light of the many options, how can new parents know what approach is best for their families? Since every philosophy of parenting has a corresponding outcome unique to that philosophy, we encourage new and expectant parents to consider, evaluate, and decide which approach is best for their families. This can be accomplished by observing the end results. Spend time with relatives and friends who follow the La Leche League attachment parenting style of infant care. Observe those who practice hyperscheduling, and certainly evaluate the outcomes associated with BabyWise. In which homes do you observe order, peace, and tranquility? Consider the marriages as well as the children. Is mom in a perpetual state of exhaustion? Is she nursing every 2 hours or less? Is dad sleeping on the couch? What is family life like when a child is 6, 12, and 18 months old? Is mom stressed, frustrated, or lacking confidence? Is the baby stressed, exhausted, or insane?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?